You're listening to the North Posey Football Show on 97.7. ListenToTheRef.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Thank you so much for tuning in. Head coach Waylon Shank will join us in a moment to talk about last week against Heritage Hills, this upcoming game against Mount Vernon, and the sectional draw is out. North Posey getting ready to play Pike Central again. Remember, earlier in the season, the Vikings whooped Pike Central, so a favorable draw. Also, the Vikings get to start at home this postseason. That is good news for North Posey football as well. We'll ask Waylon Shank about that when we return on WREF.
For more than 80 years, Seamus Glass has been here for all of your glass replacement needs, not only for your vehicle, but also for your home and business. We are always looking to earn your trust when it comes to having trained technicians either come to your home or business, or when you visit one of our three tri-state locations in Evansville, Princeton, and Jasper. As our business continues to grow, so do the list of our services. Seamus Glass, on the cutting edge when it comes to taking care of all of your glass replacement needs. Follow us on Facebook or online at seamersglass.com.
You've got places to go, and Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
When it comes to harvest season, you're no stranger to long hours, which is why your local Case IH dealer, H&R AgriPower in Poseyville, is extending their parts and service hours to help you be ready during this crucial time of the year. Trust factory-trained technicians to provide knowledgeable expertise and quick turnaround times. Ask H&R AgriPower about their next-day parts availability and count on their professionals to help ensure that your equipment stays up and running all day or all night for maximum production and bushels. Contact your local Case IH dealer, H&R AgriPower, for more information.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me.
Hey, wait, you forgot the... Never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
Back here on WREF, it is the North Posey Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein, the head coach of the Vikings. Waylon Shank is here on WREF and talking about last week's game against Heritage Hills, among other things. Hey, coach, really appreciate your time. How we doing?
We're doing great, man. Appreciate you having us on.
Yeah, appreciate you coming on. Now, I know that last week's game did not go according to plan, a loss against Heritage Hills. Break down for me why you guys ended up on the short end.
Most of that's just credit to Heritage Hills. They're really good. I felt like we had a solid game plan going in. We started the game off really well. Our first couple drives resulted in, seven or eight first downs. We moved the football into scoring position and came up short both drives on fourth and one. We forced the three and out against them early, and late in the first quarter, 0-0, and we had the ball. And we were playing the game that we felt like we had to, and kept the ball out of Jeff Goldsberry's hands for most of the first quarter. And Carter Schickel was completing a lot of quick short passes. We were keeping him clean and keeping the chains moving. And start the second quarter, and when a couple guys down, it was, we didn't have much of a plan B. We put all of our chips in on plan A, and a couple guys, like I said, went down with injuries, and Jet Goldsberry got going. And like I said, they're one of the best football teams in the state for a reason, and credit to them, and they were just a better football team.
What can you guys take away from a game like this, understanding and realizing that that's a really good team and they have some players who are going to be playing college football at a very, very high level? When you guys lose a game like this against a team like that, what are the takeaways that you can build upon?
You know, I think the thing that our coaching staff took away the most is we showed up and we weren't intimidated. We played hard. Our guys went out and competed really hard. You know, we're confident going into the game that, hey, we can let's see what we can do. And I've seen a lot of teams on film go out and play Heritage Hills and want no part of being on the field with them. So, you know, that's something positive we take away. You know, Carter Schickel set a school record for most completions in a game. And we didn't give up any sacks. He completed 28 passes. Dylan Murphy, you know, honestly, one-on-one with Ruxer in the first quarter before he went down with an injury. We threw him four balls. He caught four balls for 60 yards. And, you know, when you can compete with guys that are going to the SEC, you know, I think that says a lot about some of the kids in our program. And, you know, we're really pleased with how our guys went out and competed.
You mentioned Dylan Murphy went down with an injury. What's his status going forward?
You know, he went down early second quarter and didn't come back. You know, he was fighting us a little bit, wanted to get back in the game because he's a competitor. But, you know, he hasn't practiced this week. We've just kind of babied some injuries. And, you know, we're hopeful that we can get him back this week, but it's not looking real good.
So if he's not able to go, what's the game plan? What's the pivot point at an important position like his?
We do what we do. You know, Camden Clowers has played a lot of football at that position, and he's, you know, he's excited. He's excited to go into this game. You know, his brother plays for Mount Vernon. He plays for us, and he's pretty jacked up to go down there and compete against his older brother. And we have a lot of confidence in him, and our game plan doesn't change. I mean, you know, we have found our identity. You know, Dylan's a really good football player. So is Camden Clowers. And if Dylan can't go, man, we turn to Camden, and we don't change what we do. You know, we just next man in, and you know, we're confident that Camden can get the job done.
An important time of the year coming up on the regular season finale for North Posey football. The head coach, Waylon Shank, is here on WREF, and, well, we'll take a step aside, but when we return, we're not going to be talking about the regular season finale. Instead, we'll be talking about the sectional. The draw is out. The Vikings getting ready to play Pike Central. We'll talk about that when we return on WREF. When it comes to harvest season, you're no stranger to long hours, which is why your local Case IH dealer, H&R AgriPower in Poseyville, is extending their parts and service hours to help you be ready during this crucial time of the year. Trust factory-trained technicians to provide knowledgeable expertise and quick turnaround times. Ask H&R AgriPower about their next-day parts availability and count on their professionals to help ensure that your equipment stays up and running all day or all night for maximum production and bushels. Contact your local Case IH dealer, H&R AgriPower, for more information.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
Bel-Air Land in Mount Vernon has the perfect blend of affordability and comfort with homes for sale. Mount Vernon is a welcoming community with great schools and a variety of high-paying jobs. Two-story single-family homes, ranch-style, or multi-unit condos. Enjoy a seamless work-life balance by avoiding the daily grind of Evansville traffic. Embrace a thriving lifestyle where serene living and financial growth go hand-in-hand. Find your dream home in Mount Vernon today with Bel-Air Land.
For more than 80 years, Seamus Glass has been here for all of your glass replacement needs, not only for your vehicle, but also for your home and business. We are always looking to earn your trust when it comes to having trained technicians either come to your home or business or when you visit one of our three tri-state locations in Evansville, Princeton, and Jasper. As our business continues to grow, so do the list of our services. Seamus Glass, on the cutting edge when it comes to taking care of all of your glass replacement needs. Follow us on Facebook or online at seamersglass.com.
Back here on WREF, it is the North Posey Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theref.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Waylon Shank, the head coach of the Vikings, is here on WREF. And, well, we're getting ready for tomorrow's game, the regular season finale against Mount Vernon. There's a lot to talk about there. But I do, Coach, want to ask you first about the sectional draw. You guys getting Pike Central in a couple of weeks. How do you feel about that draw?
You know, we were happy to have a home game. You know, this is my ninth year at North Posey, and we've had one home opener in the sectional since I've been here. So, you know, the ping pong balls haven't always bounced our way, but to see a home game right off the bat is good for our guys. Play in front of our home community, you know, football means a lot to the people in Poseyville. And so we're excited about that opportunity, but we also know that you know, it's a really tough sectional. If you have it, you know, we're kind of spread out, so we play some teams that a lot of people don't know about. But, you know, Linton's a, you know, defending state runner-up, and they got a lot of guys back who are really good. They're probably the favorite in our sectional. Sullivan's a really good football team, really big, has some athletes that are really good. And, you know, Greencastle's got a kid who's a highly ranked quarterback in the state of Indiana. And so it's going to be a battle. It's going to be a battle, but we got to take it one week at a time, and we're fortunate we're going to get Pike Central at home to start the thing off. And, you know, we'll focus on them and then move on as we win. We'll focus on the next task at hand, and I think that's the team that takes it that way, prepares that way, and approaches it one week at a time is the team that usually has the most success.
Coach, how much preparation goes into preparing for a team like Pike Central, a team that you guys not only already play but already beat pretty handedly earlier this year?
You know, we'll take a long, hard look at them, but, you know, we've got a pretty deep coaching staff. I'm fortunate to have some guys with a lot of experience, head coaching experience on our staff. So we'll break up the teams within our sectional and kind of look at it. You know, if we're fortunate to win week one, who might we see week two, and then who might we see in the championship? And each coach will kind of get assigned a team, and we'll break them down. And but for me, you know, I'll focus on Pike Central. If we're fortunate enough to win that, you know, 5 minutes after we win that game, I'm going to get a file from one of our coaches who's going to say, hey, here's what you got on Sullivan, here's what you got on South Vermillion. We'll get to work on that. So we'll do our But as the head coach, my job is to make sure we're prepared for the game in front of us, and that's what we'll do. And we'll, you know, we're fortunate we've played Pike. Said we won that pretty decisively. I know they're battling some injuries right now. If our guys can go out, just, you know, repeat the efforts that they gave at Pike Central, and they're pretty familiar with the type of game plan we'll already have for them. I think we'll be fine. But like I said, if you start overlooking people in the tournament, you know, your tournament life ends pretty quickly, and we're definitely going to do that.
Coach, how do you keep you guys locked in this week and getting ready for Mount Vernon when they know that the sectional begins with Pike Central?
Well, rivalry game. You know, I think you asked Coach Fisher the same thing down at Mount Vernon. You know, neither coach has to give a big rah-rah speech this week. It's a rivalry game. These kids know each other. These kids have grown up playing against each other. Some of them live in the same household, you know. So, you know, when you're dealing with a rivalry game, there's very little motivation that goes into it from a coaching staff. You know, you got to prepare, but you know, in a game like this, both teams are going to show up with a lot of emotion, a lot of energy. It's going to be a physical game. So, you know, we're just focusing on schemes and preparation for our opponent, and we're going to let the rivalry part of this deal with keeping our guys motivated.
Again, Waylon Shank is here on WREF on the North Posey Football Show, and we'll take a step aside, but don't go anywhere. We're talking about Viking football and getting ready for Rivalry Week against Mount Vernon when we return on WREF.
Whether it's the end of the year or the start of another new one, if you want to recognize success with a special gift of recognition, look no further than Award World Trophies, the number one destination in Evansville for plaques, trophies, ribbons, and a wide assortment of special gifts in their large showroom. The professionals at Award World Trophies can also personally engrave any item for a personal touch. Award success with a gift from Award World Trophies. 700 North Winebox, Suite 103, or phone 812-425-4571.
You've got places to go, And Better Banking can help you and your money go further. Are you ready to take your money to new heights? Get a flexible high-yield checking account that lets you customize your interest rate so you can keep your finances headed in the right direction. With Elevate Checking from United Fidelity Bank, you're in control of how much you earn. You can raise your rate with a few easy steps, like using your mobile banking app or getting your paychecks by direct deposit. Get more ways to earn more with Elevate Checking and start earning 4.00% APY. Learn more at unitedfidelity.com/elevate or visit your local banking center. Must meet certain criteria to qualify. Rates may change at any time without notice after the account is opened. APY is accurate as of August 1st, 2024. $25 minimum deposit required to open. Fees or other conditions could reduce earnings on the account. Member FDIC.
I have an order for Dan.
Oh, that's me.
Hey, wait, you forgot the... Ugh, never mind. They never get it right.
You deserve the coffee you asked for. So don't you deserve the house you asked for? Bel Air Land's new build construction homes come with a builder warranty, so you have peace of mind. With Bel Air Land, creating a custom home is easier than ordering a custom coffee. Check them out at belairland.com.
When it comes to harvest season, you're no stranger to long hours, which is why your local Case IH dealer, H&R AgriPower in Poseyville, is extending their parts and service hours to help you be ready during this crucial time of the year. Trust factory-trained technicians to provide knowledgeable expertise and quick turnaround times. Ask H&R AgriPower about their next-day parts availability and count on their professionals to help ensure that your equipment stays up and running all day or all night for maximum production and bushels. Contact your local Case IH dealer, H&R AgriPower, for more information. Wrapping up shop here on the North Posey Football Show on 97.7. Listen to theRaf.com and the WREF mobile app. I'm Brad Klein. Happy you could join us. Now, Coach, we're talking about this upcoming game tomorrow night against Mount Vernon. And like we said, it is a rivalry game. We know that these two teams are intimately intertwined, like you said. You got some kids playing from within the same household against one another. So, with that in mind, what does this game mean to you? We know what it means to the players. Rivalry week to Wayland Schenck means what?
You know, for us, it's just community pride. You know, both programs go right into this. You know, if you're asking me, you know, the sectional, the conference is more important. But if you ask the community, I think this is the one game that they won every year, and I think that's the thing. Same thing if you ask people down in Mount Vernon. It's a big deal for our kids to work with each other, and so it's something that's talked about. I think it's something that we're going to go in and we're going to throw everything we got at them, and let the better team win.
Like you said, Coach, really no rah-rah speech needed for a rivalry game like this one. But that said, you guys do need to prepare for the X's and O's. What does Mount Vernon do well on tape that you see and you're trying to communicate to your guys?
They're a real big physical team. They got a bunch of big kids up front. They're senior heavy. They run the ball really well with the Krieger kid and the Snodgrass kid, a quarterback. They're both very capable runners, and they're bruising type runners. They don't do a whole lot on the perimeter. They run right at you. They know that you know what's coming. But when they execute the way they execute, it's hard to stop. And then you throw in some pretty athletic receivers in the Hostetler kid who's coming back off of injury, and he played, for the first time last week against Washington and gave them a big spark. And the Clowers kid that they've got, who's a senior wide receiver, who's kind of been – the glue that's held that program together this year, especially with some injuries they've dealt with. He's a capable athlete that is a big play type kid, and then the Schickel kid, who just happens to be Carter Schickel's cousin. He does a lot for them. He plays H back, kind of tight end. I know he's the all time sack leader for them, so I know he'll be excited if he can get to Carter on Friday night. But man, they're surrounded with a lot of talent. And a lot of guys who get a lot of experience. Like I said, they play a lot of seniors, and experience a lot of time goes a long way in a rivalry game. And when you're talking about emotion and things like that, who handles that the best usually comes out on top. And they definitely have the experience on us right now.
Coach, in talking about this game, I do want to kind of tie it into last game and the last game against Heritage Hills, and you mentioned how you guys got some guys banged up. How have you been managing injuries and health this week to get ready not only for rivalry week against Mount Vernon, but also just the rest of the season as the postseason push is around the corner? And what does the health of your guys look like right now?
Well, you know, football is a physical sport, and it's a long season. It's a long, demanding season on the body. And I think every coach around the state right now will tell you that they're dealing with guys out and injuries and whatnot. But, you know, our approach is we try to prepare everybody on our roster every week. Make sure everybody's in tune with the game plan. Even if they're the third string guy, we expect them when we call your number to know what's going on. And some of those second, third string guys are going to get some opportunities this week because we're down some guys with injuries. And they know, and you know, just from a program standpoint, the expectation is there's not a fall off. You know, these guys are going to get opportunities. Have waited all year and have prepared all year. And, you know, they've been to every weight room session, just like our guys that they're going to be replacing. And, you know, they're going to get their chance. And, it, you know, sometimes that's all you need is an opportunity. And some guys are going to get those this week. And, you know, we expect them to go out there and play really hard and be successful.
All right, Coach, I'll get you out of here on this. If North Posey blanks against Mount Vernon, they walk away with a win. They spoil senior day for Mount Vernon, and they surge into the postseason.
We've got to stop the run game. That's been kind of our Achilles heel all year. Is when we haven't played well, you talk about North Knox, you talk about a second half and against South Spencer, Heritage Hills. We've done really good stopping the pass. We've been done really good stopping perimeter run. If we're going to have to play physical between the tackles, that's kind of their bread and butter, and that's kind of been our Achilles heel. We've got to make some strides this week of practice, close that gap. If we allow them to get 4 or 5 yards a pop between the tackles, it's going to be a long night for us.
Coach, really can't thank you enough for taking the time. Good luck on Friday night. Looking forward to seeing what you guys put out there on the field.
We appreciate you having us on.
Of course, this has been the North Posey Football Show on WREF.
You have been listening to the North Posey Viking Football Show on WREF 97.7 FM, ESPN Radio, and online at listentotheref.com. The show has been brought to you by Beller Land, Seamer's Glass, Award World Trophies, United Fidelity Bank, and by H&R AgriPower. This North Posey Football Show has been another sports presentation of Evansville Sports Programming Incorporated and WREF 97.7 FM ESPN Radio.